unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. John's Gospel account, 14th chapter. Beloved in the Lord, all of God's commandments to his people can be summed up in one divine word, love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul. Shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love always has an object, God and your neighbor. And therefore love isn't concerned with self, but with the object of one's love, again, God and your neighbor. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Jesus connects love with his word. Love isn't silent, but love speaks to his beloved. Jesus loves you, so he speaks to you through his written word. And his words give testimony to his deeds, and his deeds reflect the love of his heart. What Jesus says and what Jesus does are given to his people, those who are to love him in return, and so also then love their neighbor as themselves. And because Jesus loves you and gives you his word, he promises the Father's love and presence. As together they make their home with all who love Jesus and keep his word. Love is all about the word and promises of God. All who love Jesus are to receive the word and promises of God and keep these word and promises of God near and dear to their heart by faith, as well as doing these word and promises of God for their neighbor. There's no faith in Jesus without love for Jesus and his words. And there's no love for Jesus and his words without keeping and doing these words of Jesus for our neighbor. Faith expresses itself in love. Faith works out salvation, and faith without works is dead. Those aren't my words. Those are God's words. Love makes promises, and love keeps them.
Mm-hmm.
This is most certainly true of God. And if we're to be followers of Jesus and hope to be saved, it ought to be true of you and me. God's promises work in our hearts to live life in newness unto both God and our neighbor. Parents make promises when they bring their children to baptism, to raise them in the fear and knowledge of the Lord, that they too live in God's promises, that they also share in Jesus and his love. Husbands make promises to wives, and wives make promises to their husbands that, receiving together God's word and promises, they share in the Father's love for them and for one another, especially in the raising of their children. Let the triune God make his home among them, and the Christian home be one of love. This afternoon, this morning, in our second service, our confirmands make promises today, promises to follow Jesus and keep his word even unto death. The promises once pledged by their parents are now taken up as their own. The faith is handed down from one generation to the next. God's word, shared by mothers and fathers with sons and daughters, bears fruit today, tomorrow, and we pray forevermore. But we live in a fallen world, as fallen creatures. We don't love God and our neighbor as we ought. Break our promises. Jesus says, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. It's not love that separates husband from wife, parents from children, or members from Christ's church. No, beloved, it is sin. Love binds and unites and bears fruit. It's sin that separates and divorces and severs and destroys. Broken promises lead to broken hearts and broken lives and broken loves, the greatest symptom of which is broken homes with broken children. You never learn to love as God loves. I contend, beloved, that the greatest reason so many of our youth abandon the faith is because they were first abandoned by their parents. Promises made before God and our neighbor were broken. Jesus' word was denied in the home. One cannot deny God's word and expect there to be no consequences. We know this in our heart of hearts, but yet we still try to make every attempt to justify ourselves, explain it away, make excuses, blame others. And this is nothing new. In fact, it's very old. As old as Adam in the garden blaming Eve. The woman you gave me, Lord, it's all her fault, it's not mine. We're all like Adam. We all need to confess what we've done. We need to repent. For unlike ourselves, God keeps his promises. Mm-hmm. That's what love does. Even when we are unfaithful, God remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. He can't deny his heart. Such was the love of his heart which moved our Heavenly Father to send his only begotten Son. Try as we might to ignore our sin, the consequences remain. Work as we suppose to fix it, the results are always the same. We fail. Sinners will always fail to do what God alone can do, namely love perfectly. God is love. Because God loves you, he speaks to you. He makes promises to you. He sends you his word, not to condemn you forever, but to reconcile you to himself. We don't deserve his love. No one deserves God's love. In fact, we deserve quite the opposite. But this is love, that God sent forth his Son to be for us a propitiation, a covering over, a washing away of all of our sins. God doesn't force himself on us, but rather he shares his heart by giving us his Son, Jesus. Giving Jesus, the Father gives a sacrifice for sin, all sin, every broken promise, every unfulfilled word, every keeping and doing of God's word, every failure to love God and our neighbor as we ought. He gives the cross. There is love's cost. There on the cross is love made flesh, taking place of sinners like you and me, receiving the just punishment of God's wrath against sin. All sin, my sin and your sin, there is God's love for you. What wondrous love this is, that God would surrender his Son, his only Son whom he loves, into death, even death on the cross for you. How great is the love of God that's been lavished upon the world. How marvelous the deeds of our God that he should go to such great lengths to redeem us from the perils of our brokenness. We're not worthy of such deeds. We don't deserve Christ and his cross, but we are loved nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And this love in Christ, though put to death on Friday, conquered death on Sunday. Though hatred and brokenness consumed Jesus on the cross, it was love that raised him on the third day. The Father's love for his Son and the Son's love for you, so that the Father and the Son, together with the Holy Spirit, can make their home amidst sinners. As David says in the psalm, though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. And this taking me in begins with baptism. Our confirmands were brought into the Lord's home by baptism. You are brought into the Lord's mansion by baptism. Here in the Lord's home, the Holy Spirit teaches you all things. Having been bound to Christ under those holy waters by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are reminded of what love means. Teaching you all things in this home, the Spirit calls to remembrance the love of God for sinners, for you and me, as he daily and richly forgives you all your sins. For you see, the remedy for sin isn't your works, not even your love, but it's the love of God poured out for you through the preaching of the word, the remembering of your baptism, the receiving of absolution, and the feasting on the body and blood of your Savior. Repentance is merely turning away from sin, surrendering from all the attempts to justify yourself or blame others, and remembering by faith what God in Christ Jesus has done for you. Here, in Christ's church, your love with God's love. Yes, your old ways are rebuked by God's law, and at times that can feel the opposite of love. But even the preaching of God's law is done in love. Because love does not delight in wickedness or brokenness, but wants to heal and bind up the wounds that we often ignore or hide. God's commandments bring our brokenness into the light so that God's grace and promises can be delivered to you through his mercy and forgiveness. God's law serves God's gospel so that God's love can serve you with the benefits of Jesus' death and resurrection. Here in Christ Church, being loved with God's love. We sinners are taught by the Holy Spirit what love means, what love is, and what love does. We are bound up to Christ, and so also to one another. Such building brings us together to share in our sufferings and sorrows, as well as our times of joy and gladness. Where sin and brokenness separate and isolate, God's love and mercy forgives and binds up. The wounded find healing. The broken find restoration. The orphan finds a gracious father. And the sinner finds a merciful God. Beloved in the Lord, what are you without Christ and his love? You know the answer all too well. Without Christ and his love, you are lost and you're broken. The Savior speaks to you this morning because Jesus loves you. Love speaks and love makes promises. And Jesus promises that those who love him and keep his word have a home with him and his Father. And this home isn't broken, but it's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. This home is always here, always for you. Everything's been prepared. Everything is ready. It's a blood-bought home. You are blood-bought children. You're not your own, but you've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies. Those aren't my words, those are God's words. Right. God grant us to believe it. Amen. Today, tomorrow, forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.